Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and we've got a question in today from Crystal Lee to Blanche. Lindsay, Crystal's asking for some advice. She says she's entered Comrades and was on point with her training and doing her qualifying Feb until she had a stress fracture on her fifth metatarsal in her right foot a week before the qualifier, therefore putting her out of training for a few weeks. But since then, she's been back in training and doing a combination of running and strength training to improve her fitness. She changed shoes from New Balance to Asics Nimbus after the injury, as well as to have more support from the shoe. She does, however, seem to struggle with injury every time after she runs since changing shoes, almost to the point of not being able to walk. Also, she severely struggles on her first five or so Ks when she first starts running with her calves and the side of her calves being extremely painful. Her question is, at which point is it really serious pain that's saying, you know what, it's just pain and I need to run through it, or is it something more serious?
So there's two very simple tests that I use to determine whether a pain is a muscular stiffness type of thing or something more serious than that, moving more into the realms of injury. Very simple tests. The first is my running gait affected? So if I cannot run with a normal running gait, then that is, in my opinion, class an injury, and I need to rest and get it treated and sorted out. And the second test that I use is the discomfort that I'm feeling, be it in a muscle, a joint, wherever, is the discomfort that I'm feeling staying the same, progressing, or it actually just eases up and is fine? I hardly feel it for most of the run. Now, if it falls into the category of hardly feel it for most of the run, then I'll probably continue training unless, as soon as I cool down and I'm resting, it has progressed. So in other words, at rest, after each exercise bout, it's also getting worse after exercise. And during an activity, if it doesn't get better, or even worse, it progresses in pain, then I immediately stop and I will not continue with that exercise session. So listening to where you are now, the change in shoes, I really don't think you moved into the right shoe. Nothing to do with the brand, but I fail to think that someone can be in that much discomfort unless it's still linked to the original injury. But to me, it sounds like you need to be put in a better shoe than the shoe that you're running in. So, I'd head back to what I'd probably do is consult with a fitness professional who knows a lot about running shoes, the different brands and models. Have a look at your run and make a recommendation on what sort of running shoes that you should be in, and then take it from there.
Awesome stuff. There we go. Thank you very much for that question, Lindsay. Thanks for your time today as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to join the Coach Perry online community where you get access to Lindsay on a much more regular basis, all you have to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. All the details are there. There's a whole lot more as well. So go check it out. coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.